It's Tuesday, the 19th of November. It's time to get your gaming grin on with the Gaming Green Greencast. Here to talk about games, Aaron.
I like spices.
Girls.
Hi.
Jackman.
It's 10 p.m.
And Pej.
Hello.
Today we are streaming, as always, on twitch.tv/gamegrin. Make sure you check that out for future streams and podcasts. Today we are playing a game called Basil and the Isle of Spice. Actually, it's an American game, so Basil and the Isles of Spice.
Amazing.
I reckon there's a character called Herb.
It's by the developer Leviathan and published by DigiPen Institute of Technology. We covered one of their games in the past. That's why I figured go back to that. Nothing else looks interesting.
Was that the one? Was it the Krill one?
Yeah, one in a Krillion.
Yeah, that was a great time. Hmm. Speaking of Herb, though, my dad used to work for a guy named Herb.
Wait, if it's a name, do you call him Herb? Like, E-R-B, or do you call him Herb?
Probably Herb. Probably, yeah. Herb. I never met the guy.
Why don't you call the actual Herb Herb?
I don't know.
Mm.
But the guy's name was Herb Chambers.
Herbert.
Okay, well, we've got the game loaded. We've never played this game before, so let's start playing. And Pej isn't playing, so he'll tell us what he sees.
I see loading screens.
I spy with my little eye something saffron.
Basil! Wake up! Wake up!
It's time.
What? Why? Why?
Are they all going to be named after spices?
Why? Why not A?
Going to do the word of saffron, but then...
Stage, wow.
Sorry, you can be saffron, I'm sorry.
No, it's too late now.
You can be stage instead.
So if they're all basilisks... Well, that's a spin, all right.
Are they all basilisks?
Mm.
Hmm. This I get the feeling. Play. Yeah.
It looks like.
I have a feeling this. Oh, I'm stuck.
So, if you look at the stream right now, you can see, Basil's eyes. If she's a basilisk, you'll be stone. Well, yeah.
Picked it.
Hold on, dude.
So this is a third-person platformer, and you can just spin attack massive boulders out of the way.
Like John Cena.
Apparently, you can stand on the fire.
I mean, it's hot air, so it makes you go up.
It wanted me to glide, but I wanted to run on the water. Hang on. I'm looking at some rocks, and the texture is not great.
I have no idea what you mean.
Looks like a window error message has popped up on those rocks.
Nah. It's fine.
Stuff at all.
Hang on. Okay, she uses the feather things on her head to glide. Also, the place is called Gekkove.
Oh, so she runs on... Okay, that's cool.
Yeah, she runs on water faster than she runs normally.
I guess that makes sense.
There's less friction.
Oh, it's a hoppy thing. Okay.
Is this a prologue for a full game, or is this a full free game?
This is a full game.
Wow.
Well, I say full. It's probably only like 30 minutes long, but...
Oh, they did the same thing with Once in a Krillion. It's like a... Little game, kind of like a, I won't say proof of concept, because it's much more than that.
Tech demo sort of thing.
Kind of, sort of. It's more advanced. I mean, it is a full game, but it's free to play. It's not project. As... I'm sorry, what was that?
It's a student project.
Yes.
Oh, okay. I feel bad for bad-mouthing it now when I said it looks like a free-to-play game. For a free-to-play student project, that is a full game. It looks pretty good.
Just looking at Once in a Krillion, it had a lot of good ideas, a lot of creativity, and this seems to follow in the same track. This crab's freaking me out.
Oh, you found me, Saffron says. I forgot to tell you we were playing hide and seek.
I do that.
Technically, I'm still in the world's longest game of hide and seek right now. 20 years and they still haven't found me.
Oh, pretty cool.
Have you decided with whom?
Yeah, they know who they are.
Is it Hugh Jackman?
No. Jackman. It's not. Unfortunately,
it's
not.
It's a small Jackman.
It's a minuscule Jackman.
How dare you?
Oh, okay. That's an extra airtime.
If you keep running, Jackman, you can eventually get to the invisible wall. There you go.
I did it. I do like the look. Oh, she looks very confused. I'm not sure she knew she could run on water, to be honest.
Okay, cock.
What'd you call me?
Uh-huh. You heard me.
How dare you, sir?
It's actually really fun to just run around. It's pretty solid.
Well, it's the Mystic Mangrove.
I have certainly played worse 3D platforms.
Yeah, at least it really.
I've probably recently paid for worse.
Does anyone remember Lobo Destroyer?
I don't remember
not
anything.
Familiar.
Oh, it was like it was basically like a Kickstarter from like almost I think 15 years ago now or something. Where not 15, maybe like 10 years ago, but it was a game where you played as a tiger luchador and it was meant to be like a cutesy platformer kind of like Banjo Kazooie. And it surpassed its goal and it hit like its funding and it looked really cool and it never came out. Every now and then, every like couple of years, they update their Twitter page and be like, oh, we're still working on this game. And they'll post like another like tech demo of a demo level that they're working on. And yeah. And then everyone realized the footage that they used for the Kickstarter demo was all just pre-rendered footage and it wasn't actually gameplay footage.
Guessing the next time they do a tech demo, it'll be AI generated.
Yeah, more than likely.
Were we asked to advertise like a AI service that made games at some point?
They sent a press release through, and several sites such as Wired actually covered it. But yeah, they sent a trailer through suggesting that by entering your AI prompts into their engine, it would create games that look like those games. And they just used footage from Ghost of Tsushima, from Horizon Zero Dawn.
Mm-hmm.
It's like, do you think that nobody's going to recognize these AAA titles?
I think that's how the Lego Horizon Adventures game was made. Just someone was like, make a Lego Horizon game.
That game is actually hilarious.
Is it good?
I've been watching my wife play it and I'm just giggling all the time, listening to the characters talk.
They should hurry up and release that AI game maker, though, because think of the amount of adult visual novel games that would flood Steam afterwards.
Which is pretty disappointing, because, like, wouldn't it be so much better to have adult visual novels that were actually designed?
You know what would be even better than that? Just no visual novels at all. Like, if you're going to make an adult game, just make an adult game.
Okay, that's fair. There are many other genres you could go for an adult game. Like,
yeah.
No visual novels, you say.
Like an adult roguelike. Why not? Adult Souls-like.
Yeah, or even like sort of like an action platformer. Like Future Fragments.
I think those already exist.
Future Fragments does already exist, yes.
Is that an adult platformer?
Yes.
What's adult about Future Fragments? It doesn't imply the name.
You go to the future and you find fragments of like this powerful weapon thing that's supposed to like help you go back in time and like save your kingdom with them.
Mm-hmm. Where does the adult stuff come into it?
People have sex.
Oh, okay, there we go.
That's legal.
Yes, actually it is in the future.
Told you.
People have like pleasure bots that they can have sex with in the future, but they're not supposed to have sex with actual other people. Because it's a dystopian future, you know.
Manny Sue in the chat is asking what convo I walked into. You've walked into the best convo ever, Manny.
It's a good game.
We're supposed to be talking about this game that we're playing.
Okay, yes.
I'm googling this Future Fragments game.
Yeah, hello, Manitsu. You caught us at the best possible time.
That's what's number two in the search results of Future Fragments. Game Grins Future Fragments review. with fantastic comedic timing, satisfying combat, and loads of sex. Future Fragments is a real blast, though it takes a little too much foreplay. Who wrote this? I can't even load the article.
I wrote it. That was me.
Yeah, the site's having some issues today. We're looking into it.
Do you remember what the rest of that sentence was, Aaron?
No.
Takes a little too much foreplay.
I'm sure I could figure it out.
Oh, I've got it. It's loaded. Takes a little too much foreplay before getting there. Mm. Nice.
I like puns sometimes, you know?
Yeah, of course. Yeah. I see that you opted for some very safe for work screenshots.
Well, yeah. I mean, we'd have to censor them otherwise, wouldn't we?
Yep.
This is a family website.
Dawson hasn't worked out how to put an age gate on our site, so...
Fair enough.
Yeah, and most age gates don't even really work that well to begin with.
Just show them a picture of a VHS and ask them what it is. Easy.
Successfully tell us what this device is.
Well, Chloe's over 18. She didn't know what a DVD was.
That's a joke, right?
I hope it was, but she didn't seem like she was joking.
Then again, if you ask me what Laserdisc is, I'd be very confused.
What is Laserdisc, Jack?
Never really took off, like, compared to DVDs.
It didn't, but it should have. And Betamax.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, that's one that I actually don't know. I don't know what Betamax is.
It was the rival to VHS. It was just a different type of cassette.
No, it's the name of a game that's currently available on Steam.
Oh, okay.
Fair enough. Both?
So, Manitsu, just to catch you up in addition to our ramblings, this is Basil something? Basil and the Isle of Spice. I forget things. It's a free-to-play game on Steam. We played one in a trillion a while ago that was from the same developer. It's basically a...
Same publisher.
Well, oh, sorry. Same publisher. Very... It's very ukulele-ish, maybe. I'm not sure what I'd compare it to, but puzzly, platformy, colorful, fun time.
Did you say it's called Basil, the Lion, and the Wardrobe?
Yes.
Mm-hmm. Wait, did you compare it to ukulele?
Yes.
Why would you?
Is that because the main character is green? That's racist.
Yeah. I mean, like, ukulele is a banjo light, so you're saying this is kind of like a banjo light as well.
Banjo-like isn't a genre.
It is a genre.
No, it's not.
It's the best type of 3D platformer.
Collectathon, right?
It was the first game to compare it to that came to mind.
No, because like Donkey Kong 64 is a collectathon, and Donkey Kong 64 sucks.
But I like Donkey Kong 64.
Well, you're wrong. That's why.
Oh, okay. I am often wrong.
I have been given the option to insert Crystal, and the thing is going behind the waterfall.
Oh, that's cool. It's like 3D.
Magic. It's a part of the world.
Yeah.
I am making egg.
Egg?
I made egg.
Eggs.
Guess that answers that age-old question, huh?
Ooh, crystals. What age-old question?
What came first?
Do you like eggs?
The chicken or the egg?
Well, egg, obviously.
But what made the egg?
Dinosaur.
So you're telling me that one day, like a dinosaur just pooped out an egg and it turned into a perfect chicken.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Pej, I don't know. I don't want to scare you, mate, but making eggs is not the same as, you know, pooping.
Yeah.
What? It comes out their butt?
No.
It comes out of the cloaca, which is technically the butt.
What did you call me?
Everyone knows what a cloaca is.
Maybe we should have that be our age gate question.
What is a cloaca? Oh, Cloaca, he was the guy that won America's Got American Idol back in like 2002, right?
Perfect.
In the Game Awards.
Oh no, that's Clay Aiken, sorry. Oh.
Francis Bacon?
Yeah.
Yeah, I've got three gem thingies. I need to go talk to the hat person.
The hat man. You took too much Benadryl and the hat man's coming for you.
So, I was asked to gather three crystals to get up to the special place. And everyone beat me to it.
Yeah.
That's not...
What's the special place?
It's not getting up my special place with three crystals.
Yeah, everyone knows you only need one. Way!
Instead of crystals, I'd rather you buy me three dinners.
Three whole dinners?
Like, yes.
All at once?
Yeah, that's a lot of dinners for one go.
I'm hungry. I spin a lot, don't you see? And glide. I need the dinner.
Mm-hmm. Then anything extra you can take home.
Yeah, exactly.
The sage keeps referring to they, and that's very ominous. In before sudden horror game.
Mm-hmm.
Right.
I'm not entirely sure where to go at this point.
Yeah, don't go beat the game.
When they say they're talking about us. They know we're watching. And your adventure.
That away. Let's go that away.
I have ended my adventure.
From Lost.
When...
Oh, you did it. Well, Jackman just speedrun it.
The arcade arc. I should go back to that place that has all the art. Because I've got so many more shells at this point.
Oh, was that what the shells were for?
Yeah. You can unlock art of someone's pet.
Why would I do that?
Why wouldn't you?
I have pets. I don't need any other pets.
But don't you want to see pictures of someone else's pets just for fun?
No, I've got my own.
That's a pretty big team, huh?
It is, yeah.
Your pets and then they look
I
like
mean,
other people's pets.
If you show me a pet and I can go pet it, then yes. But if I can't, what's the point?
Yeah, why tease me with a photo of a pet that I can't pet?
Well, what if it's like, you know, it's like an offer. Like, here's my pet. You want to come over and pet it? Like, here's a picture so you know what you're getting into.
I've received many texts like that, Aaron.
And doesn't that, you know, that includes, hey, here's a picture of a thing you can pet. You're not making your point.
Specifically, I'm sorry, I don't know what the question is at this point.
It was your question.
What were we talking about?
What the point was, it's
I don't want to see pictures. Cute. I don't need pictures of pets if I don't get to pet the pets.
Well, you could go pet the pet, maybe, theoretically.
No.
Why not?
They don't tell me where they are. And I'm too old for police work.
If I've already pet the pet once and I'm getting update photos, that's fine. But if I haven't met the pet, I'll just look at it and I'll be like, wow, that's a really cute pet. I wish I could pet it. Oh, I'm probably never going to get a chance to pet it. So I just get sad.
So the ending of this game, it kind of suggests that this was a demo or a prologue to something else. Wait. So I would encourage the developer to make a sequel of some description.
Definitely. It has potential. It has a lot of lovely color and creativity. It definitely needs more, but I'd be happy playing it if they decided to make it a full thing. And they left it quite open-ended, more or less, so they have the option of making something new without being tied to it.
In before they jack to it.
I'm gonna fucking kill that guy!
You finished your training, Basil. That's so good. Now on to the next part of your training. Here's a gun. Kill that guy.
Well done, Basil. You have found the crystals. Now go to war with our fallen brethren.
I can't wait to see Basil hopped up on Dark Eco.
You must kill the salamanders before they invade.
Basil and the Isles of Spice opinions. What's everyone think of this free-to-play student project?
I thought it was great. I loved it.
It's really, really solid. It's a bit... I think it's a bit quiet. It's a bit light on sound effects. Or my game is really quiet. But that was also the thing with the Krill game. But other than that, it's really solid. It feels like a solid base to build on.
Sometimes I run when I'm not moving, but beyond that, it's really cute and fun, and I really enjoy moving around in it. I especially love that when you're gliding, you can do a spin, and then you speed up and go faster. It's really fun. It has a lot of great detail, and the dialogue is also pretty cute and humorous and funny.
Yeah, I've enjoyed this. It's definitely Definitely I haven't hated it.
Wow. Wow.
When was this released?
That's 2023 in the credits.
Well, let's hope they decide to follow it up with either a actual, well, I won't say actual game, because this is a game, but like a full release. Or something similar.
If they want to build on that. This is a full release, the Jackman.
I'm not sure how the copyright, trademark, whatever works for these things, because well, I don't know what the university retains after the students have put out one of these. But yeah, I'm sure the team can do something with what they've learnt.
Yeah.
Well, also, it is pretty cute that they keep talking about at one point gets called. We also call them the Leviathan. And then that's also the name of the developer.
Oh, is the sole developer? Is he a Leviathan? Or she?
Are they?
Just a big old schnick. But no, it was creative team is seemingly large-ish, which makes sense for a school project.
Yeah.
But it seems that this school is, or university, is quite adept at guiding creatives to make quality product, considering everything going into it.
Agreed. I mean, look at that hat. It's a great hat.
No.
It's a great hat.
It is not.
I like a hat like that. You don't like that hat? The green hat? The big green hat?
Not my style. Too big.
Okay, well, that about brings us to the end of the podcast. Thank you for joining me, Aaron, Goz, Jackman, and Ash.
You're welcome. Thank you for having us.
Thanks.
And thank you for listening and subscribing to the Grincast. Your support means a lot. If you want to hear more from us, listen to our anime podcast, The Pals Anime Lounge. Of course, check out our writings on GameGreen.com. Until next time, game on.